Welcome to the Flavors of Riverside with Chef Robert Sevely here at the Cooking Store here in Riverside. We're going to be doing some seafood and some citrus today, really focused on the Inland Empire and Riverside itself. What we have going today is we're going to do a seared scallop salad that's going to be served over the top of mixed greens in a crispy crepe bowl. We're going to show you all how to make that. Then we're going to move into a shrimp chili relleno. It's going to have an adobada sauce and a spicy sour cream. And then lastly, we're going to do a ahi burger, which we'll make our own spicy wasabi aioli. And then we're going to make hummus and pita chips to serve along with that. Let's get started. We're going to start with this seared scallop salad. I have my scallops here. And this one scallop right here has what's called a strap muscle on it. And this strap muscle is right here. It just pulls off with your fingers. But what I want you to notice is the reason why the butchers don't handle this is because weight is money. So we just want to get rid of that. All right, next we're going to take these scallops and we're just going to season them with a little salt and pepper. And then we're going to set them aside and we're going to deal with our crepes. All right, over here I have some crepe batter. And I do this right inside a pitcher. And I want to have some sort of spout so I can pour the batter. And then I'm going to take my immersion blender. And inside here, I have the flour, melted butter, milk, salt, and eggs. And we take this, and this is basically a very thin pancake batter. So let's get this set aside. And then what we're going to do is we're going to come over here. And I have a little bit of clarified butter. And what clarified butter is it's whole butter that we put into a pan and we melt it underneath a low flame. Once that happens, it separates. All the milk solids come to the top. Any water that's in the butter goes to the bottom. And then we're left with this clear butter oil. Now we have the butter flavor without all the water and the milk solids in there. And what that's great for is sauteing. I can achieve a much higher smoke point with it now. And we're gonna do crepes real easy. My main focus here is I'm gonna take my butter and I'm gonna swirl it around my pan. Then any excess that I have, I'm gonna pour right back into my pot of butter. Then we're gonna let that heat up a little bit. And then we're gonna add our crepe batter. Crepe batter goes in. And what I do for my crepe batter is I swirl it around the pan, and then any excess there again, we pour off and back into the pitcher. That way we end up nice and thin. We're doing this in a nonstick pan, and so what I do need to get is a rubber spatula. So we're gonna take our rubber spatula and we're going to kind of cut off any excess there. Meanwhile, while that's going on, we need to make our mango papaya salsa. And here we have mangoes, Mexican papaya, and a little bit of green onions. We want to hit this with a little bit of cilantro and then a touch of Meyer's lemons. So I'm using Meyer's lemons and navel oranges today that a friend brought in for me. Real special friend of mine, one of my customers that just loves to set me up. I love the Meyer lemons. They really have a great flavor. So here we have our mango papaya salsa that we'll set aside. Let's get our crepe flipped over. We're gonna get in here with our rubber spatula. You can see it's totally nonstick. I'm just gonna take it and flip it over. And we're gonna cook it on the other side. And while that's cooking on this other side, I am gonna make a really quick salad. I have my greens here. And I need to make a dressing. How I'm gonna make this dressing, I'm gonna use a little bit of seasoned rice vinegar. And that's going to go into a bowl here. Then I'm going to add a little bit of the orange juice to it. And if you guys have never seen one of these, the way these work is we put the fruit in upside down so it's domed over the top. And then we squeeze through, pushing down. And what you'll notice actually turns the fruit inside out. So it gets all the juices, which is really nice. So now we have that, we're going to add a little bit of olive oil and a little touch of salt and pepper to season these greens up. All right, so now we're going to take our greens, and we're going to take a whisk and just kind of whisk together our dressing, and then pour this in over the top. Set this aside. Give these a little toss. And so those are ready to go. Now we're going to come over here. We're going to pull this crepe out. And how I make them crispy is I do them right in these tortilla bakers. I'm going to use a little bit of my clarified butter and a silicone brush. And I'm just going to move through here. That like so. Then I'm going to pull my crepe out of my pan. I'm going to pick it up, and I'm going to set it right in my tortilla baker. Now, you can let these crepes cool off first before handling them. That's just fine. And we're going to get this into the oven. 350 degrees, about 5 minutes or so. So I have one already made that I let cool off. Here it is right here. You can see how pretty it looks. This just comes right out, sets up top like so. So what we're going to do next is we're going to cook off our scallops. We're going to take a little bit more of that clarified butter and add it to our pan that we just did the crepes in. And while that's cooking, I'm going to bring over a plate. I'm going to place the bowl right on top. I'm going to add some of my greens. And in these greens, we have curly endive. We have green leaf and red leaf lettuce. We also have arugula and a bunch of other, you know, radicchio cup and stuff like that. And so that's in there. We're going to take our scallops, season side down, and set these into here. And we're going to let those sear. While those are cooking, we can take our mango papaya relish, take a little bit of this and set this on top of the salad. Just like so. And then I always like to garnish with a little bit of cilantro around the edges. So we'll take some of this cilantro. All right, our scallops look like they're doing beautifully. Want to make sure I get the oil on them. Now, we want to season the other side of the scallops as well. So a little salt, a little pepper. And so we're going to get these turned over. You can see that beautiful sear on that one side of them. What we're gonna do now, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna give them a little shake, make sure that they're freed up from the pan. Looks good. We're gonna pull these out, set these right on top of our salad here, standing up nice and high, just like so. Then we're gonna take a little bit more of our mango papaya salsa and set that right on top. And then there you have it, folks. Seared scallops with a crispy crepe bowl, a mixed green salad, and mango papaya salsa. It's a real winner. It's lovely around the pool. It's fresh, it's light, it's healthy. All right, now for our next dish, what we're gonna do is we're gonna do a shrimp stuffed chili relleno. First of all, I wanna introduce our pepper to you. This is a poblano or a pasilla pepper. They're basically the same thing. We could do chili rellenos in just about any large pepper. But, you know, they call these poblanos or pasillas, all depending on what part of Mexico you're in. You know, it's almost like saying cilantro or coriander, you know, or scallions or green onions. So pretty much we call these pasillas. And that's what you'll know them as in the grocery store. They're dark green. They're a little bit spicier than a bell pepper. But what we need to do is we want to fire roast this. And how we do them here at the cooking store is I'm going to turn up my flame here on my front burner. And we actually take the whole pepper and we set it on there. So we're going to let this go till it gets nice and black. And I've already done one for you guys. And all the skin's been removed. And we're going to show that. That's essentially what we're doing. We're fire roasting it. And then we're going to remove the skin. Then I took a pair of scissors and I cut it down the lengthwise. And then I removed all the seeds. You can see right here, that's where the seeds were. And there's still one little tiny seed hanging on there. get rid of that. And so this is ready to be stuffed now. You can see I got a pretty large cavity. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring over my shrimp. And what we have here is we have our shrimp that we've totally deshelled. We've even pulled the tails off of them. And they've all been deveined. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take some fajita seasoning, Steve Reichlin fajita seasoning that we carry here. You can use some sort of taco seasoning if you want. And we're going to season the shrimp. Then we're going to add a little salt and pepper. Okay. And I'm going to start turning this pepper so you guys can see what it looks like. On this side, see how it's all black? So that's exactly what we want. We're going to let those keep going. Now, don't forget about those because they can overcook. And what it will start doing is it will start actually cooking the flesh. All right, so now we're going to mix this all together. We have jack cheese here. We have some cilantro. And we're just going to mix these together. This is probably enough stuff for two. What we're going to do next is we're going to move all the way down over here. And what I want to show is we need to make our relleno batter. And so what I'm going to do first is I'm going to separate an egg. I have an egg here, and I have an egg separator. You can see it has the slots in it and everything. We're going to tap this on the side. And then right over this bowl, we're going to crack it into here. And you can see underneath, the egg white's coming out. And then it left just the egg yolk. And so we have some more egg whites here. And we need to get these whipped to what's called stiff peaks, or almost like a meringue. And we're going to get our whisk attachment on. Pull that over. And then what we want to add is a little bit of cream of tartar. And what this has done, what cream of tartar is, and I want just a pinch here, even though I have a half teaspoon, I'm using just a little pinch of that cream of tartar. So what it does is it adds a little bit of acidity to our egg whites. And we're going to get those whipping. Let's move back over here. Let's check our pepper. We'll pull this off. You can see it's mostly all the way blackened. Just the tip's not black. That's okay. I generally put them in a bowl and they'll steam inside that bowl. And then after they're done steaming, I just want to show that the skin comes right off of here. You can see it's really hot. It's all steamy and everything. But that skin comes right off. And then what we're end up with is this pepper here. Okay? So let's go ahead and let's set this one aside. All right, then we have our pepper. We're going to take our shrimp and our cheese mixture, and we're going to stuff this right inside the pepper. All right, so that's ready to go. And stop this. It doesn't take long. What we're looking for with stiff peaks is when I pull this off, you can see this peak right here on the egg whites is standing straight up. It's not laying over. And that's exactly what we want. Now, we can over whip the egg whites, so do be careful about just letting the machine run and run and run. But this is ready to go. So we're going to take this here, and I'll show it to you one more time here. This is in here, and we can see how these egg whites have just really peaked up. That is stiff peaks. You can see how it's not wanting to fall off the rubber spatula or anything like that. It's ready to rock and roll. All right, so we're going to set the egg whites over here for a moment. We're going to bring over our whole egg and our egg yolks. We're going to grab a whisk, and we're going to add our flour, okay, to the egg, to the whole eggs and the egg yolks. And then we're going to add a little salt, a little pepper, and we're going to whisk this into like kind of a stiff paste, okay, just like so. All right, beautiful. Then we're going to take our egg whites, bring this over, and we're going to take about half of them and add that in. And then our whisk one more time. We're just going to kind of whisk this in just ever so gently. Then we'll take the rest of our egg whites. We'll add those all the way in. And then we're going to fold this in. Folding technique is we're going to pull from the bottom and to the top. All right, so that looks awesome. Really good. All right, so now we have a pan over here that has about maybe a quarter inch of oil in it at the very, very most. And I'm just using vegetable oil. We want it on like a medium flame. We don't want it too hot because remember, this is egg. We don't want it to brown too quickly. And then we're going to take our chili relleno. Make sure the stuffing's there. Close it up as best you can. And take it by the stem. And we're going to kind of dip it in. And this gets a little messy. But, you know, so what? This is part of the fun about cooking. And we're just going to take this batter. Make sure we have quite a bit on. Then we're going to lay it right into our oil. Make sure that there aren't any big spots up top or anything like that. Okay, so we're looking for this to brown, and we're going to treat it like it has three different sides. And so we're just going to keep spinning it as we go. So meanwhile, why don't I grab a plate, have one right here. I'm going to bring this over. Go ahead and kind of decorate a little bit with some cilantro. And then I have a spicy sour cream. This is a chipotle sour cream. Then we're going to also put this sauce over the top, which is a Coyote Trails Atavata sauce. This is the local gentleman that I was telling you about. He lives right here in Riverside. He sells his New Mexican chili sauces through the cooking store here. They're really a great product. People come from all over to get this stuff. And so let's go ahead and give our poblano a turn here. And we're going to keep that going a little bit longer here. Well, I'll come up with some garnishes. I'm going to take some orange. Just going to give this some slices. Take those slices and cut them in half. And then we can take these. Put them on along the outside of our rim. Really nice and citrusy. Now that we have this all cooked, it's looking gorgeous. We're going to pull it out of here with a spatula, let it drip a second, and then move it right over into our Le Creuset dish. And we're going to take this Le Creuset dish and pop it right in the oven so the shrimp have a little chance to cook. So let's hop this in. This is going in at 350 degrees. It's going to take right about 5 to 10 minutes, and then we'll be set. All right, you guys, it's been about 10 minutes. Let's go ahead and check on our chili relleno. Now, how I checked on this is I took an instant read thermometer, and it's real important to have an instant read thermometer in your kitchen. Look at that. Just looks beautiful. So that's going to come out. Now I'm going to take my thermometer. I'm going to stick it in there. And on my temperature here, I'm right at 140. So that should be perfect for those shrimp. Remember, we don't want to overcook them. We want them just to be cooked through. 140 degrees is going to be perfect. So let's pull this out of here. We'll set it right onto our plate. And then we're going to go ahead and garnish this with our spicy sour cream. Oh, yeah. And then some of our Coyote Trails Atavata sauce. That looks beautiful. So we have our citrus shrimp stuffed chili relleno ready to go. Total Riverside style. All right, on to our next recipe. The next one that we're going to do is we're going to do a seared ahi burger. And that's going to go with wasabi aioli, which is a type of mayonnaise. And then we're going to serve that with a hummus and pita chips. And we're going to make our own hummus and we're going to make our own pita chips. First of all, let's get those pita chips and that hummus going. Now, you can go to the store and you can spend $6 on a bag of pita chips, which is just outrageously expensive. Or you can go and buy some pitas, and you can see they all have the pockets in them and everything like that, for like $1.50 to $2. And then we can bring them home. We can cut them into wedges, just like so. Then we're going to go ahead and we're going to grab a bowl, and we're going to throw them into the bowl here. And we're going to hit them with a little olive oil, a little pepper, a little salt. If you want some garlic salt, you want some barbecue seasoning, some blackening seasoning, anything like that, you can do that at this time. So it's almost and no harder than making croutons, you guys. And they charge a premium for this stuff. So then we're just going to take some sort of cookware pan. We're going to just set them out in here. Just like so. And then we're going to pop these into a 350 degree oven for right about like 10 minutes. Okay? Here again, just like the garlic bread, we don't want to burn it. So into the oven. Now I've already made some. You can see how nice and golden brown these are. They're ready to rock. They're nice and crispy. You can see that. Really ready to go. Let's make our hummus. We're going to bring over our food processor, and we have garbanzo beans here. So garbanzo beans, or also be called chickpeas. And these have just been canned. Now, when we use the canned ones, we want to save that liquid. So I'd strain that liquid off, and I have that here. And I heated that up and brought that to a boil with some garlic cloves in there. So these garlic cloves are soft, not raw, ready to go. We're going to add these in. And then we're going to add back in some of that canned liquid that has good flavor to it. If we need more, we'll add more. Then we're going to go in here with a little bit of paprika. This is a sweet paprika. You could use a spicy paprika or smoked paprika. And then quite a bit of cumin. And I just sort of eyeball this. That is roughly about a tablespoon for 2 cans of garbanzo beans. Then we're going to get our lid on. We're going to chop those in. Now, one of the other things besides garbanzo beans that hummus really has in it that's intrude to hummus is a roasted sesame seed, or it's called tahini. And now that we've pureed this a little bit, we're going to come in here, and that's 1 tablespoon. We're going to add about 2 tablespoons, 2 to 3, depending on how much you like it. That was really like 2.5. All right. So we're going to get this back on. We're going to start pureeing it. Now, we can pull our sleeve here. We're going to add some salt and pepper, a little bit of pepper, quite a bit of salt, just like so. And then we also need some lemon juice. So we have our Meyer lemons again. And we'll use our squeezer, open this up. We're going to put this in cut side down. We'll stop it a second, and we'll squeeze this directly in. These are fantastic. Actually turns the citrus inside out. Get our lid back on. We'll let that blend for a little bit. You can see it's starting to move quite a bit better now. Knock down our sides. Let that keep going. And then our last ingredient that we need to add is some olive oil. Just let it puree for a little bit. All right, that's good. Now let's get started with our ahi burger. First, we want to make our wasabi, okay? So for the wasabi, we have it here, and this is the wasabi aioli. Here's our wasabi paste right here, just like you find in the sushi market. We're going to take a blender, and we're going to prop it up on here. Make sure that's on there tight. Pull the lid, and then what we need is we need like 2 coins of ginger. Now, what's a coin of ginger? I get asked this all the time. Well, it's actually a measurement. It's about a tablespoon of ginger if the ginger was chopped up. And what they mean by a coin is we take our knife and we cut it about 1/4 inch, and we want 2 coins of ginger. And there we have it. So that's a coin of ginger. Now, for this, we don't want the skin on. So we're just going to barely just kind of go around and pull the skin off of here. Just like that. And we're going to pop those in. Okay? Then what we're going to do is we're going to add one juice of an orange. I'm just going to go ahead and hand squeeze this. Squeeze that in. And we'll get rid of this here. And we're going to add our wasabi ball right into there. And then we're going to add egg beaters. Now, what a mayonnaise is, remember we're making a mayonnaise, is it's eggs and oil. Now, the reason why I do egg beaters is because egg beaters have been pasteurized. That way we don't have any straight up raw egg right out of the shell in here. And I like getting them in these little packages. Make sure you don't get them flavored. You know, we don't want a Santa Fe egg or anything like that. But we're going to take the egg beaters, going to add about half of this. And then see, I can still have these packages even in there. Even if you don't normally eat egg beaters, we can use them for making sauces and stuff. So then we're going to get the lid on. And we're going to turn this on. Just going to let it puree for a minute. And we're going to remove our cap. Let's go ahead and season it. A little bit of pepper. Quite a bit of salt. And we start adding oil. I'm adding olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. And you can hear what's called cavitating. What's starting to happen is the liquid's gotten so thick in here that the blade actually ends up creating an air pocket and the blade will just spin. So that tells me that there's plenty of oil in this. Let's take a look at it. So remember, we just added a whole bunch of very liquidy liquids. And what I want you to notice is now we have a mayonnaise. So now we're going to get started with our ahi burger. We already made the hummus, got the pita chips going. So now we have this beautiful piece of ahi. And what I want you guys to notice is this pinkish reddish color. It's beautiful. This is sushi grade ahi. So what we're going to do first is we're going to get this ready for our grill. We're going to hit it with a little salt, a little pepper, okay? And we're going to flip it over and do the same on the other side, just like so. Then we're going to take a heat-proof silicone brush, and we're going to brush on the oil, okay? You guys will probably have a little jar that you'll dip this in. You won't be able to just pour it on. Then what we're going to do is we're going to take the ahi, and I do this for my steaks. I do it for chicken. I do it for all my fish. We're just going to get just a slight bit of oil on it, just enough to give it a shine. Okay, what we're doing is we're creating a nonstick surface. Heat and oil create a nonstick surface. This is why it's so essential to preheat. So we're going to go ahead and we have a nice thick piece of ahi. We're going to get this on there diagonally across the bars. The topic that I'm always getting asked is, when do I close the lid on my barbecue? Well, the difference between a barbecue and a grill is a barbecue has a lid, okay? Once you close that lid on the barbecue, it is no longer a grill anymore. It becomes an oven. So next, we're going to take a pair of tongs, and we're going to give this a 90-degree turn. Notice that it's not sticking, okay? So now that we've given this a 90-degree turn, I always get asked the question, why do we do that? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, it's going to look pretty when we flip it over. Two, it's going to allow us to cook on one side for longer. Let's go ahead and get this turned over. You can see those beautiful grill marks across there. And we have that nice diamond pattern. We've already seared the top of this, or actually done what we call cauterizing. You know, we've cauterized the top of it, so juices aren't going to seep out through that anymore. All right, so over here, we have our tomato and our onion. I always like to season my tomato a little bit and my onion. And I'll just get that on. Then I have my spinach. We have a little bit of the wasabi aioli. We're going to pull that out, and we're going to get that into there. We're going to give this a toss, just real quick here. I'm going to give this one more spin in that direction. We're going to bring over a plate. And we're going to plate this up. So we're going to take some hummus. We're going to go down with a nice big pile of this fresh, healthy hummus. Then we're going to take some of our pita chips. I'm going to set these on here. I also want to make a little divot. And I want to add a little bit of olive oil. And a touch of paprika. Okay, just as a garnish. Then we're going to go ahead and build this sandwich. Now, we want this rare, so we're going to pull this steak off. We can shut our grill off at this point. And then we're going to take our bun, and we're going to take more of the aioli, and we're going to place some on top. Okay. Then we're going to take our salad, place that on the bottom. Then on the top part, we're going to take our tomatoes, lay those on there, and then as much onion as you want. I know some people aren't a big fan of the raw onion. Then the way that I really like to present this is open face. So we'd take it like this, and then we'd set our tuna fish right on top, and then this would be served. Isn't that gorgeous? But you know what? We want to eat this one today. So we're going to take it. We're going to go ahead and cut it in half. Look at this, gang. Look at that nice rare. It's just beautiful. This is just beckoning to be eaten. All right, you guys, this concludes our show for today. Just to recap, we have the scallop salad with the mango papaya salsa with the crispy crepe bowl. We have the shrimp stuffed chili relleno. And then we have the ahi burger, hummus, and pita chips. It's a great way to use your citrus. It's part of Riverside. It's really added great flavors to the show today. And I'd just like to thank my staff. I'd like to thank my sous chef, Dustin O'Leary. And this is Robert Sebley from The Cooking Store, Flavors of Riverside. Thank you very much.
Do you know how to cook?
The Cooking Store.
Or do you have a hard time boiling water?
The Cooking Store.
Are you a seasoned chef?
The Cooking Store.
Or just a beginner?
The Cooking Store has classes for you.
Cooking classes for all ages and types of cuisines.
The Cooking Store has classes for the masses.
The Cooking Store. Everything you need for better food. Find us in the Mission Grove Shopping Center or visit us at thecookingstore.com.